שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא האפס.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the complete zero. We'll read selected excerpts. You can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. A lesson on the complete zero.
The topic tells us that we have to see reality on two levels. What we see in our eyes that are still corrupted, and what we see we call this world or in our reason, and above that, the second level that we depict that we're under the control of the Creator, which is the good that does good. Obviously, until His bestowal enters us and fills us, it's all the upper light that fills all of reality, and there's none else besides Him and the good that does good. And in this way, He actually includes it all and fills it all. But when He enters our vessels, our corrupted vessels, then we feel the opposite in them from the nature of the light. That's why we always need to separate between what we feel in our vessels to what is above our vessels. As much as we work on separating or discerning between those two levels, we can gradually come to the point where we connect to that second level, the Creator, the good that does good, and start feeling Him, living in Him. And here there are a lot of exercises. They have eyes and they shall not see, and what we're learning here in these excerpts. Getting that new observation so we don't let go of any level, not the first or the second. We understand that's our nature, the first level, that we need to correct, and correcting it only by it helping us, if we use it correctly, it helps us adhere to the second level, to the upper force. In this way, we can gradually ascend to the degree of faith above reason. Love will cover all crimes, and so on. The crimes remain, everything stays, everything's corrupted stays. It later on becomes the left line. And the second level, where we depict ourselves under the control of the Creator, the good that does good, the white, that'll be the right line. Then we will connect the two and learn how to reach the middle line, which is attaining the Creator within us. So we talked about it yesterday a bit, and today we'll continue. So actually we need to try and establish such a picture in our perception. One is realistic in our ego, and one is above that, the way we depict it through the Kabbalists, the Creator's work on us. Let's say the degree of Malchut and Bina, it has a lot of names. So let's start, please.
So we're going to read excerpts about the complete zero. We'll continue from excerpt 13, from Shamati 19, what is the Creator hates the bodies in the work. Sometimes one despises the work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness. When one sees that one can save him from the state he's in, no one can save him from the state he's in but the Creator. Then it takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the Lord. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. but he despises this work.
What does the Creator give me? As much as one feels bad in his own vessels, in his body, as we say, and the egoistic will to receive. As much as he feels bad, and as much as he tries to uplift above it, and say, they have eyes and shall not see, I am truly in the upper light, in the complete good. But in my vessels, I feel the opposite, according to the gap between the qualities of the light to the qualities of my vessel. That effort, that attitude that he wants, even though he feels bad in his own vessels, to be adhered to the Creator, that is what he gives to the Creator. That is his gift. Yeah.
But he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work of over the work of whiteness. Meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work. But then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason.
Then he doesn't have a rejection. He thinks the world is beautiful and nice and everything is great. He has nothing to overcome. And he doesn't have any gift to give to the Creator.
If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, and that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
Read it again. I won't ruin it for you.
Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness, when one sees that no one can save him from the state he's in but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. But he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree, to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
Questions? None. So this is the question. If you don't want to ask, I'll ask. What is happiness when one feels himself in shacharit, in the darkness? What does the happiness come from?
Really, that the Creator relates to him.
Rav, if the Creator doesn't give him that feeling of shacharit, of the darkness in his corrupted will to receive, but the opposite, everything's nice and good. So how to work? Come on.
My avodah.
Rav, what is the difference in the work when I feel bad in the will to receive or when I feel good in the will to receive? I still want to raise myself to the correct attitude to the Creator. So, what's the difference in my work here? Come on, one shall help his friend. Everyone, talk about it. Just... true that it's the same action we build that second floor, but
14 from the writings of Rabash. A land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in the Torah day and night, and the night and day should be equal for him as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he was rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and night are equal to him. But if there is a difference to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with completeness. Again, from Rabash, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in the Torah day and night, and the night and the day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will be no difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with completeness.
So, same question here, basically. How do we see the work of the Creator in wholeness without a difference between day and night? From the Creator comes and all is besides him. Good that does good, the upper light does not change. In short, only good. What's the difference whether we feel good about it or bad? Wholeness or lack thereof? What's the difference? The difference is in our vessels, in how we determine the situation. So what do? Please, talk about it. Talk about these states. Everyone says a little bit. Make it more intensive. Rav, how do I measure how whole is my work. Here, we're already in the work of the Creator. How do I measure whether or how whole is my work? What do I need to do to measure, to see, to check, in order to know that my work is whole?
Rav, how do I feel that I have a gap between my attitude, whether I feel light or darkness, and how in that gap I have the klipot are grabbing onto me? What do I feel there? That's called the domination of the klipot. In my mind, in my heart, physically, what do I feel when I'm under the grasp of the klipot? You talk. Otherwise, how can you find an answer?
There are different manners of connection between me and the friends.
Rav, the Creator didn't create anything for no reason. What is the benefit of the klipot? What is the benefit from the klipot where I feel the gap between the black and white in my work? And there's the grasp of the klipot. There was a question, how I feel it. Now I'm asking, what is the benefit from it? How do I feel it correctly? You speak between you. From Rabash, the difference between charity and a gift. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of his work, he had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was not considered a deficiency, that the Creator will satisfy a deficiency called dvikut with the Creator. Since the lack and the pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was not still felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see the results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he made efforts but sees no progress in the work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he's fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertions in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor had been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator. Since now he has a real kli, it follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he is retreated. This happens deliberately, so he will ache at not having dvikut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, called real deficiency. That is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut, of the deficiency, is to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the filling, which is called dvikut with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator.
When I discover, after 10 years, that I'm far from the Creator and opposite to the Creator, and I'm nothing, and I'm now finally seeing that, what does that indicate to me? What does that mean when I now discover that? Please.
It means that it gives me something to think about, a lot of justification, and from here you can keep on working the Creator in a different form, more with the friends.
Rav, meaning that I was like that before, right or not? If I now discover that I'm far from the Creator, detached from the Creator, having no connection with Him, no equivalence of form, no spirituality, it just appears now, but the fact of the matter was there before. Why did it appear to me? Because probably now I can cope with it. Before, I used to escape it, and now I can withstand it, and I can face it. How do I cope with this state that has appeared, that I have no contact with spirituality? Go ahead. Rav, how does one respond correctly to not being in touch with the Creator? This is the fact. He thought that he was almost in Ensof, and now he's being shown, he feels that he has no contact with the Creator. Why does that appear to him?
Then, at least in this state,
Rob, Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. I feel that in the state of darkness, the demand for the Creator is much deeper than the state where everything's okay. So how can we make this plea to overcome above myself will be equal in both states?
If I rise above my will to receive, above reason, and I want to be only in faith, the quality of bestowal, then to me the question is now this: how do I bestow in my kli being full or my kli being empty, when I feel either darkness or light in my kli, day or night? What's the difference? What's the style that can be different in my bestowal to the Creator? There needs to be no difference between day and night. How do I reach a state where I don't care if I'm full or empty and I relate to the Creator in the same inclination, the same direction that I rise above my kli, above what is in it? How do I arrange that? We had that question. on the one hand. On the other hand, well, is what I said okay? Kiev.
Yeah, but the question is how to do it, how to reach it, because I feel that I work much more, that I feel bad in the will to receive.
If I feel bad in the will to receive, then I have a drive, I have an urge to do something about it, and then I'm more aimed at the Creator, right? Yes. And how do I work if I feel in my will to receive that I'm full, that I'm good, everything's great and beautiful? Then how do I refrain from the will to receive? That what's good is not good for me, but it's for my beast. Then how do I work with it? That's a much more difficult work. Not from the lack, where the lack and the inclination to the Creator are in keeping, but rather I have to overcome and reach the Creator. That's the difference. Later we see this difference in the work of bestowing in order to bestow, when I have no fulfillment in my kli, and receiving in order to bestow, where I have fulfillment in my kli. And that's a big difference. I still have to rise above the kli and determine my work. How to say it? That it doesn't matter to me what's in the kli, that the point of adhesion with the Creator above the kli, whether it's full or empty, that point of adhesion basically determines my state. That's a great additional work above the will to receive. Another question about the article we read. It's not exactly clear what are the klipot in that state. There are no klipot here yet. We're not discussing the klipot yet. We didn't even mention this. What? When there's a foothold for the klipot. Well, it's just like those good states that appear when I feel good and I can't yearn for the Creator because they grab hold of me and push me backwards. Let's call it klipa. Okay, let's say it's klipa. So I have to do additional actions here in order to rise above, meaning that my importance of the Creator needs to be above the foothold of the klipot, above all the pleasures that I feel in receiving. Yes. You asked before, how do I measure if my work is whole? What is whole work? Well, that's in each and every degree. The definition could be different. The complete work here, let's say, is that there's no difference for me between day and night. That I aim at the Creator, whether I have fulfillment or lack thereof. Even though Vlad from Kiev is right. In lack of fulfillment, it's easier. And when I have fulfillment, it's more difficult.
So how can I measure if my work is complete?
When I am in adhesion with the Creator in both day and night, as it's called. We used to think that in the day, it's easier and much better, right? Everyone thought that way, yeah? And in darkness, it's much more difficult, it's hard, we don't feel it. Now we see that it's different. the work at nights? Why does it say there shall be evening and there shall be morning and it's one day? Why? Because the work in the evening is a work that assists the person, specifically because there is darkness, helplessness. Look what the Creator is doing to our world, emptying it more and more and more, and thereby people begin to draw closer to Him, for lack of a better choice. Yes, Vlad, you wanted something else?
I guess that somehow in the group we can reach a state where that intensivity of the plea for the Creator won't be less from the state of darkness, will even be more effective in the state of the white. Is that possible?
The state of light is much more difficult and more advanced. That's why first we work in concealment, and then the Creator opens Himself up, and we need to understand that when He opens Himself up, our work is more difficult. That's opposite to what people think. So, what does it say in the Zohar? You who crave the day of the Creator, it is darkness and not light, right? What's the rooster says to the bat? That we need to be accepted differently than what common people think. Understood? All right. All right, let's do item 16.
Bala Sulam. This is because the Creator does not think for Himself whether He exists or whether He watches over His creations and such other doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from Him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator, that is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and benefit your fellow person. At that time, when you achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all His creations are to bestow, all His actions are to bestow and benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut. It turns out that all of our work is after the Creator does some trick on us and we respond. Meaning, usually it's the giving the right response on what the Creator is doing to us. So how can we do an action before the Creator? Well, we have the 10 and all kinds of things. How can we perform an action in the correct direction, take the correct step, specifically because we're in the 10, before the Creator does something with us? Not as a response, but as, how do I say it? That we initiate the action from us. Please. Let's go. I awaken the dawn and not the dawn.
Friends,
Rav, how can the 10 grab a person and hold him above himself? How does one do that? Simple. We need to constantly feel ourselves above ourselves. How does the 10 do that? What does he say? Just as a creator does not think of himself, whether he watches over the created beings or so on, one who wants to reach equivalence of form shouldn't have these thoughts that the creator doesn't think, because there's no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, and so on. So how do I stop thinking of myself? Obviously I can't. I'll constantly run into my own thoughts. How can society help me here? Just take me out of prison. That the prison is me. How does society take me out of there? Practically, how do we do it? We're soon going out into the new day. Each one is disconnecting physically from the ten. How do we not let any friend of the ten dwell in himself, drown him in himself?
Rav, we are moving to the next lesson. Do you prefer preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah or Matan Torah, giving of the Torah, for today? Here I hear Matan Torah. You, who is in favor of Matan Torah and who wants Pticha?
We can do both.
No, don't be smart. There's always someone who wants more. Again, who's in favor of Matan Torah and who's in favor of preface? I can't make a decision like that. Because it's Sunday. What do you think? Since this is a Sunday, who's in favor of Pticha? Who's in favor of Matan Torah? The world clean. How do we do this, though? How can we see? Matan Torah or Pticha? World Kli. Who's in favor of Pticha? Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Raise your hands. Alright. And who's in favor of Matan Torah? Matan Torah. All right. Writings of Baal HaSulam, page 389 in Hebrew.
Kabbalah for the student, 247. We'll go to the